You're listening to Cards to the Moon, a podcast about trading cards from both a collector and investor perspective. We hope you'll stick around for the ride as we take a deep dive into the state of the hobby, share some hot takes, hopefully some useful advice and fun stories along the way. Hey guys, welcome back to Cards to the Moon. This is episode 206, and my name is Clark from 5cardguys.com and 5cardguys on Instagram. With me co-hosting, as usual, is Hyung of Integrity Sports Cards. John's away for the next couple of episodes, but he should be back with us the following week. All right, today for this Friday episode, we're going to do something a little different. We actually have a big contest giveaway that we want to announce in just a minute. You already know what I'm talking about if you follow 5cardguys and Apotaco on Instagram. But if this is your first time hearing about it, we partnered with Apotaco, which is Hyung's baseball media company, that recently produced an amazing online in-depth baseball curriculum called OTU Baseball. And it's perfect for baseball parents and coaches who want to instruct their kids on the fundamentals of the game. And I think it's perfect for youth who want to level up their own game on the field. And the quality of the curriculum is pretty awesome, you know, with ex-MLB and pro players being the actual instructors. And the videos themselves, I can attest myself, they're beautifully shot. And more importantly, I think really easy to follow. We're actually going to play an interview that Hyung did recently on the Apotaco podcast, where he goes more in depth about how the idea of this curriculum came about, what the final product includes, and what people can expect in the future. But before we do, Hyung, do you have anything else to add?
No, I mean, it's been a grind. We've been working on this project for 14 months, and I guess the why is the most important thing. People know that, you know, I'm involved in coaching. I've been a junior national team, 18 under national team coach for the last 12 years. I played college and professional baseball for 13 seasons. I've traveled the world and seen what other countries do in terms of development and what we're doing here on the Western part and where we're going. And part of the issues I see is, one, there's a lot of travel ball where it's chasing trophies. I think that becomes an issue with development, and you're seeing it a lot in terms of injuries with youth, as we see it in the big league level, when the focus is on spin and velocity. So part of what I've witnessed as a coach on a global stage is that one thing stays the same in terms of baseball, whether you're playing Team Japan, Team Korea, Team USA, Team Canada, Colombia, doesn't matter, is that the fundamentals of baseball doesn't change. And I could say that's true as well from the grassroots level of how we develop our youth, to if you play high school baseball, if you play college baseball, if you play professional baseball, the game doesn't change. So for me, we should not be looking anywhere past that. We should be teaching our youth the proper fundamentals of baseball, the proper concepts, so they understand, because baseball is it's almost like a self-diagnosing sport where you have to know yourself so much, or at least that's the process, so that you could say, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong, and now I have to make the adjustments. And Albert Pujols says it the best. He defines athleticism as the ability to make adjustments. And what that means is baseball is so detailed that you have to make adjustments on the fly. But you can't make those adjustments on the fly if you don't understand the fundamentals of the game, right? And how the game's played. So it allows the education portion, I think, which the baseball IQ has gone down the drain in the last 10, 15 years. And we're seeing it from a result standpoint, because the focus has been on technology and, you know, all the latest gadgets. And don't get me wrong, technology is great. You know, we've evolved the game of baseball, what you see on TV, to guys throwing 100 miles an hour every night. You know, I think that's great for the evolution of the game. But if it's coming at the cost of injuries, if it's coming at the cost of, you know, how we're developing our kids, then something needs to be addressed and at least talked about, where we could move into the right direction.
Yeah, that's all great. And I think the video lessons address a lot of the things you mentioned, right? And speaking of the curriculum, I believe there's 9 to start off with. There's more being added.
Right.
And over almost 200 video lessons. I've gone through some of it. It's pretty in depth and it's pretty awesome. So yeah, that's great. And you know, I know this is a sports card podcast, so the tie-in with the baseball curriculum is that, like we said off the top, we do have a big contest giveaway to launch OTU Baseball. 3 of the prizes will be hobby boxes. Of course, baseball and baseball cards go hand in hand, right? We've got the 2024 Topps Series 1, which is a fun rip that we're giving away. 2024 Topps Heritage, which just came out. You know, if you listen to our podcast, we love Topps Heritage. We feel like it's underrated
for sure
in a lot of ways. So we're giving that away. And the 2023 Topps Chrome update is the one with the Volpe MLB debut patch. I don't think that's been found yet. So you can go chasing for that if you win that. And we got a lot more prizes. You want to mention some of the additional ones?
One we had to throw in cards. You know, it was either slabs or boxes, but hobby boxes seem to be kind of like the right fit. But we also have, we're giving away 10 elite curriculums, which is the whole suite of 9 plus curriculums that we have. It's going to be 12 by August. So, and these curriculums are lifetime membership, and we do quarterly updates. So each are valued at about $300, and we're giving 10 of those away. And then, so we also have a custom Mizuno Pro glove that the winner can basically create their own glove, their own masterpiece with their team colors. Cool. As well as 5 Oppo Taco hats from our apparel line. So it is a big giveaway. It's on Instagram only. Go check it out at OTU Baseball on Instagram.
Nice. We'll put the links in the show notes below so you can easily find the contest details. So yeah, that's exciting stuff. If you have young kids who you want to get into baseball, OTU Baseball is definitely worth checking out. And take a listen to Hyung's podcast interview for more details about the program. He talked with Chris Begg and Jason Willow, the hosts of the Oppo Taco podcast. And if you're a loyal listener, you know they were recent guests on our podcast here on Cards to the Moon because they are also big-time card collectors. And they also happen to be prominently featured in the curriculum as they are 2 of the instructors you'll see in the videos. All right, enjoy the interview.
As mentioned, we've got a big announcement for you this week. We've been waiting for this one for about a year or so now. It's been over that in the making. So with us today, we've brought on a friend, teammate, and coach, I guess, Willow?
Yeah.
Hyung Cho, an entrepreneur, former pro player, national team player, coach of the junior national team, somebody I've known for little over 20 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's older, been knowing you a lot older than Jason.
No kidding, eh? We're going to be there soon enough. No kidding, man. Well, I mean, let's not bite our tongues any longer. We've kind of alluded to it a little bit more, but Cho, I'm going to give you the floor, man. Why don't you give the big announcement?
Yeah, so we just launched our online curriculum that deals with the fundamentals of baseball, and we're super excited to launch this product because the whole intention when we initially kind of said, okay, this is what we kind of want to do, it's a way to kind of streamline the process of development that, you know, especially at that young age with technology being kind of like the front runner of how we're teaching and developing. And we say this all the time, technology is great for what it is. It has enormous opportunity for a lot of people, but the way the game is played at every level, there's a certain thing that it follows, which is fundamental baseball. And I think that's the lost art where we as a culture of baseball have gone away. There's a lot of travel ball, you know, stuff that, you know, obviously it's controversy. A lot of people could, you know, talk on either side of it, but I think one thing that at least from my perspective, because, you know, we've traveled the world, you know, we've seen different parts of the world, the way they play baseball. And one thing that's all common is baseball is played the same way, you know, at every level. There might be different styles within countries, but Teaching the fundamentals at the grassroots level is something that I concluded as a coach that needs to be focused. But obviously, as a coach, there's a lot of barriers that, you know, that we run into. You know, we spend time with one-on-one kids and we coach them, even the basic fundamentals there. We talk about balance when we talk about hitting, connection, or whatever it may be. But yeah, those are the things that I think can be replicated and streamlined so that we could be more efficient with our time as coaches, be able to categorize why we're doing that. So teaching concepts is an important part of at least the way I coach, because as you know, kids understand concepts at a really young age. They're the ones that are able to kind of adapt to whatever struggle they face, right? It's almost like troubleshooting yourself. So understanding concepts obviously is something that, you know, I stand behind in terms of my coaching and the way I coach. All my players need to understand why they're doing things. So it's just a way, a product that I could streamline that process. And, you know, with technology growing, you know, we're able to create this product and bring it into pretty much any language available, which is huge because we could go in places now that baseball might be a developing sport in certain countries and they don't have necessarily the resources to educate at the grassroots level. So it's a product that's very flexible and something that we've been working really, really hard on the last 14 months. And you guys were a part of this journey too. You guys witnessed it from behind the scenes. So yeah, that's pretty much what the product is. And I believe that it's going to really help the development with baseball, not only in, you know, Canada, but in the world.
Yeah. So we've got the website up and running now. So if anybody wants to check it out, it's otubaseball.com. So it's Apotaco U. So otubaseball.com. You can go there now for 10 days. As of today, April 15th, you can sign up for the free infield curriculum. That's 100% free, no strings attached. Just sign up and it's yours for life, right? And then there's, you can check it out and there's other options available with, I mean, we've included hitting, outfield, pitching, of course, base running, arm care, mental performance. What am I forgetting? Did I say
outfield?
Team fundamentals.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. That was
and
awesome.
We'll have catching as well as strength and conditioning and a speed curriculum as well.
Yeah, so that's coming out in phase two. But so that's where it is. So interesting, though. When did you first think of this, you know, this possibility that you want to do this?
It's been actually a while, to be honest, because, you know, I've always been taught, at least through my experiences as an entrepreneur, you know, whenever you're, you know, releasing a product to the marketplace, you know, you can't really be focusing on the product itself. It has to be the solution to a problem, right? Mm-hmm. So I've always traveled the world with you, Beggar, you know, coaching. We coach Willow in 2017. You know, we see different things, you know, happening. And I guess it's that perspective that really kind of was the seed of what are we doing wrong? Because especially, you know, coaching the junior national team, I remember when I started, in 2012 was my first World Junior Championship coaching. We were out in Seoul, Korea. And, you know, we had a squad. We ended up winning a silver medal. We even beat Otani that year with Team Japan. And, you know, we just have a really rich history of baseball. It's a niche baseball family, like very, very small baseball family. But, you know, we've always been kind of like that hockey mentality country where you're just a grinder. You just get the job done. So I feel like during that time, it was the seed that made me give me a perspective that where we're going with baseball is kind of, I guess, the wrong way. Because what we're focusing on, so it's always been in the back of my mind. The problem is, you know, 10 years ago, technology didn't allow us to do stuff that we could do today, right? So I would say 2018 was when it started to kind of like, okay, technology is increasing now. We could do a little more, but it's still so difficult to capture every nuance of baseball. you know, within, you know, a recording, or do it in a way where it doesn't look like, you know, you just did it out of your back home. And, you know, it's not a, you know, marketable or sellable product, right? So I would say, you know, within the last year, we obviously kicked things up into gear. But the thought's always been there on the back of my mind. It's just the timing has been more than perfect now with the technology, even on our side. You know, we could say that, you know, technology is all bad, but like there's good in technology too, in terms of we weren't able to do this, you know, even 5 years ago, like recording in 4K, you know, being able to present it in a way, market in a way with social media and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, technology, as we're saying, is like it's hurt and helped us, right? Players are now learning baseball, so to speak, just based on data and numbers and exit velos and throwing velos and all the rest of it. Right. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't capture the nuances of the game, right? And while there's that place for all that stuff and all that tech, and you know, speed is great and velocity is a good, strength is great, it doesn't, it's not how it's played between the lines, right? So now we're trying to blend it. And that's kind of the problem that I think you identified, you know, earlier on. And now we've just kind of gone through that process, right? So what, okay, so somebody signs up, somebody registers, they get these programs, what can they expect or what are they going to receive in the program?
So basically what I did was I believe in like people most, you know, like especially you guys, I've all experienced coaching with you guys, and one thing I made sure is to invest in the right people. You know, so obviously credibility from the baseball side is important. So what we did was we built about we got about 6 to 8 coaches where, you know, they're an expert at their field, and we brainstormed ideas where we could teach fundamentals of baseball. So we're basically taking a user in through that mindset of, you know, ex MLB pro college type player, because we understand how the game is being played at every level. And if I said, okay, how would you teach these kids based on your experience, you would probably set it up like a practice or whatever it may be. So that was the challenge. It's like, how do you replicate that where the information is still passed on, but in the convenience of, let's just say, someone's house where they're not on the baseball field, right? Because this is all concepts more so than, okay, you do this drill and it will make you better. That won't make you better. I'll tell you that right now. A drill won't make you better. Practice necessarily won't make you a better baseball player, right? It's understanding what you are doing and failing at it and then finding success after that failure. And that's the evolution of growth for any sport, really, but baseball especially, because we deal so much with failure, right? So for us presenting this to kids, it's a way of... we did it very differently, where we did it in more of a conversational type setting, along with matching B-rolls so that, you know, they could have a visual of that as well. So I think it's never been done before, because it's almost like a full-out production, like almost like a documentary type thing on baseball development, right? So it's I think it's super effective, because, you know, I've probably done the course probably 30 times now, making sure that the information is good. But yeah, I think it's going to be very, very valuable to both coaches, players, volunteer dads, people that are new to the game that understand the basics of baseball, which is like, if you know what first base is, second base, third base, shortstop, the position, this will be very valuable for you to understand, hey, if you want to coach a kid, you don't have to look further than everything that's in this curriculum, because the most effective coaches for me weren't the coaches that, you know, gave me the best drills, right? The most effective coaches to me were when we had those conversations and, you know, I did something wrong and they said, hey, you did something wrong, this is the right way to do it. And then you learn from that and you put it in kind of like your I guess, your portfolio or your back pocket where you could always know that and you never repeat that same mistake again, right? And that's what really makes a good baseball player. And this basically helps expedite that process.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We've got, I mean, along with the videos and everything like that, there's also quizzes that we created for comprehension, right? To make sure that there's comprehension there. The plan is to have Discord channel available for subscribers and users, right? To interact. So there's lots of things on the onset, I guess, in the future coming and all, like, super excited. I know from our end, it's invigorating. It's been a challenge, but it's, you know, we get out of baseball, we don't know what to do, and we still want to stay in. Now we feel like we can actually make a difference. So it's pretty cool. Let's go to, we had three recording sessions that were unreal. You kind of said it was a full-on production. Our first one was on set in Toronto. Like you said, that conversational style, you know, there's the couch there, the chairs, and like a beautiful home that we set up as our set and everything. Let's talk about that whole thing. Like Willow, you flew in from BC. Like, you're there.
I don't think,
like,
you guys were expecting that, right?
No, absolutely not.
You got a little nervous?
I mean, you get there and there's like 25 people on set, like with the film crew and everything, the sound and all the grips or whatever. It's like, what's going on? And I mean, let's be honest, they were long days. They were, you know, 12-hour days of filming, right? And
7 days straight.
7 days straight, and it was like you did the whole makeup and everything. I mean, somebody's got to make Tosoni look good. So I mean, we got all that going and everything, but they were some long days, and our film crew was amazing, right? They were incredible.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like the thing with that whole Toronto shoot was, you know, truthfully, I didn't know what to expect. I know that I didn't want to jinx out on the production. I knew that, you know, the information we had, we were working on the skeleton of the curriculum. I knew the information we had was gold. It was great, great information that needed to be, communicated to the end user. So for me, production, you know, in my background of work, in my line of work, you know, we've built a media company, as well as, you know, we've been in marketing for over 10 years now. So it's amalgamating the two and, you know, bringing a product and a production that can be effective in terms of the communication to our end user.
Well, I think you hit on it early, Chove. Like, there's been attempts of doing things similar to what OTU is. But I mean, in my mind, like, again, and I've looked all over online and stuff, there's no product that can even match the quality, you know, all the background that's put into it. And I mean, when you first told me about the whole thing, it was, yeah, like, I've seen that done. But then, like you said, like, Toronto day one when we showed up, and I was like, wow, this is gonna be serious. And it turned out like that. I mean, I don't know if there's anyone online that has, you know, the quality of stuff that we've put out, you know, not just the actual video quality, but just everything, you know. It's to me, like, when I saw it, you know, when it was actually produced fully and came through, it was just like a, you know, a pretty good feeling, because it's, again, it's tough to cover everything in baseball, but I think we did a really good job of doing it and doing it well. So that's kind of my opinion.
No, it's always tough to, and this is what I say, because I come from a different marketplace. So I've been in the baseball marketplace, you know, and when I say marketplace, I'm just talking about the economics of baseball, the way, you know, money is made through these individual companies, the way travel ball money is made. And I kind of left it because I was kind of sick of coaching, but baseball always brings you back. It's funny how that happens. And I come from a outside marketplace, and I see many of it, right? So I think part of the problem that we have in the baseball industry is, you know, this obviously the great baseball minds, there's so many. There's so many great baseball minds, but at the end of the day, they're baseball people. They're not business people. They're not marketers. So it's, I think, a way that we can, you know, bring outside influence of industries and start implementing it into the baseball economics of things, because the economics is so important in baseball and everything you do, because that brings sustainability to anything you do. You need sustainability. You need to be around. So, for instance, travel ball is getting more expensive every year and year. This is, if you question, if you ask like the sustainability on that, you know, there's a lot of conversations to be had, because I don't think it's sustainable in terms of if you guys had, you know, multiple kids, you know, going into a higher level of baseball, that's a big family decision that you guys have to have, like the conversations, because, and at the end of the day, what are we promising these kids, right? Like for me, baseball, I think this, and this is all hindsight, you know, I've been around the game for so long, coached at every single level. It's not what you accomplish in baseball that is the goal. You know, and I think that's the illusion of what we're selling these kids and parents. And I think that's a bit of an issue, because the numbers show that it's a small fraction of a percentage that actually go on to play at a higher level. Mm-hmm. But why do we implement team sports or sports in general in youth, in the youth level? It's the skill sets that they learn that come with the sport that's so important to build young leaders for the next generation of the community of leaders, right? So I think that has to change in terms of the narrative of how we're kind of like presenting it. It's not about scholarships. It's not about signing a professional contract. And those usually are the reward or the fruit of someone's hard work or athletic ability that is God-given, that they get the opportunity to play at that level, right? So I think the message that, you know, me as a coach that I realize is that, you know, at the end of the day, you got to realize that baseball is a game of failure, and it's going to really challenge you to, you know, overcome that failure. And that's part of life in general, right? Is that dealing with failure, having a positive mindset, being able to rebound the next day, and, you know, not letting you break mentally, right? And part of the mental performance and why we included the mental performance portion is, you know, we have that down to a science in terms of the knowledge out there. So I think access to like the mental performance side has always been, you know, given to like MLB minor league players. We all had access to that at the end of the day, but to the generic public, I don't think stuff like that is ever discussed at the younger level. So I think those are all crucial things that, you know, we're starting to want at least change, or at least have a discussion of change and where we're going in the future of development of baseball.
Definitely, man. I know it's something that I, you know, I talk about a lot, is the mental performance, something I learned when I was, you know, after my freshman year college, right? And it's something that I like to talk to, you know, youth athletes now, is about that mental performance. And if you can give them a little bit of a head start, then they're going to be ahead of everybody else. But one of those things that you were talking about, that kind of translates from sports to the rest of your life, really is, I mean, thing I'm thinking about is teamwork. And the team that you put together on this whole project is unbelievable. I'm not talking about Willow across the screen here from me. He's old news. But the people like off the field, right? The people that that aren't seen. And I think that's part of the reason why this is successful, is because if you leave all the background stuff up to Willow and I mean, this is crashing and burning in a hurry, right? But you've got so many good people that deal with like the social media stuff, the marketing stuff, the tech stuff, where now you've got your baseball people who, like you said, generally we're pretty flaky people on, you know, aside from the baseball stuff, but we're not going to do it. But we don't have to do that, right? We just stuck, you know, kind of in our lane. And then you've got the rest of the team that kind of does their thing, and it made it, you know, it's made it kind of, you know, to today we were able to launch and give this product out to the public. I think that's really important to talk about. Like even like the film crew and everything like that, right? Everybody did their part. Sure. We didn't need to worry about that stuff. So that made it, I think, really
great. Yeah, honestly, I couldn't be more grateful for the people within the team we've built. And, you know, you know them all. You have personal relationship with all of them. They're amazing people. They're very good at what they do. And I think that's the whole point of, you know, what I learned as a team. You know, I've been fortunate enough to win many championships while I played. And that's the common kind of ground that we got. And especially you see this in international baseball. At the end of the day, if you're playing for your country, you realize it's not for you. You're going to do whatever you can to make the team win. And usually that's by playing your own game. Like being really good at what you do and what you can control. And it's the same concepts that I've learned to when I build a team. You know, I got to be a leader in terms of, you know, casting a vision. So it's equivalent to a baseball championship. The manager saying, hey, we're here to win the championship. We need everybody engaged. We need everybody showing up every day. We need everybody to do what they're good at and focus on that and get better every day. And as people do that, you know, and you see the macro lens and everything, like the bigger picture. That's kind of like the parallels that you could bring baseball in with teamwork and building outside of, you know, a baseball team, but it's in the same context of building a team, right? So, yeah.
So we finish our shoot in Toronto, fast forward a couple of weeks. Now we're looking for a place to film the on-field content. Originally, we were going to go down to the DR because we, you know, all three of us were familiar with kind of the area down there with the junior national team and playing right. coaching. And but lo and behold, we end up in Houston.
In Houston, Texas.
Yeah, my you got one. Us there. Talk about that, man. Talk about that.
So, I remember like we're slated for the Dominican, but there's so many logistical hurdles that people have no clue about. You know, we are having conversations where like, do we pay off like the camera people? Are they going to seize our equipment? Do we need the proper paperwork? Like what happens here? Like, cause there's a lot of like, you know, funny business when it comes to really expensive equipment. You know, there's a lot of hurdles that we had to kind of overcome. And, you know, we are struggling with the language barriers, you know, access to fields. They said that we would have a field, but then last minute it was like, I don't know. And that's when it started like pushing me towards calling an audible last minute saying, you know what, I got a couple buddies I know in Houston that I think I can make this work. And, you know, lo and behold, we pivoted and you know we were down in Webster, Texas with my ex-roommate and a good friend of mine, Coach Gene Flores of Clearbrook High School. It's a really good baseball high school out in Houston. He had a beautiful field for us that we were able to use. And you know, I went to school at University of Houston, you know, so there were times when we couldn't use Clearbrook's field. But, you know, Coach Whitting, Todd Whitting over at Houston, he's the head coach there. He was my assistant coach. And it's a big time program. They're in the Big 12 now and stuff like that. So he was able to get me on the field to finish our curriculum. And it was like, you know what, it was all I call it divine timing. You know, it was something that, you know, it was totally out of my control. And, you know, it literally just fell into our laps. And you know, I couldn't have asked for a better kind of like alternative to what we had, you know, during that week apart after that Toronto shoot.
Willa, how'd you feel after the, because we were in Houston for a week as well on field. Again, it was like 12-hour days of shooting and gassed. Everything like that. How'd you feel, man, after those days?
It was long. I remember we did base running the first day and the cleats were too small. My feet were killing me for the rest of the week, but it was good. I mean, it worked out perfectly. Like it, you know, we had perfect field for it all. We had plenty of time. Like it was just like, and it clicked too, right? We got down there and I think Hung, you even got stuck in Toronto for
an extra day. We got rain snowed out.
But that week, looking back, like we just got started and we didn't really stop, right? It was all day, every day. It was a blast too, though. I mean, it helps when you have such a great team that we built, and you know, the bond that we made with the camera crew so quick and everything. It's a lot easier doing something that's like long and rigorous like that when you have a super good group of people around you. So
it was enjoyable as well.
I mean, I blew out my ankle the night before we started shooting. That hurt. I did feel good, so I struggled. I felt 54, but with that ankle, I think I felt about 74. And then we had the drone accident that flew the drone into the screen up top. I mean, that was...
There's numerous things that, yeah.
Yeah, you always run into problems, but it's the mindset, right? Like, a lot of times when things don't go the right way, I'm telling you, there's always something, whether it's hotels, whether it's travel itineraries, whether it's someone canceling on you. There's always issues, and, you know, the ability to pivot really quickly, really efficiently is so important when it comes to, you know, executing a project or bringing a project to life, because, you know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes to launching a product, right? And, you know, we were in Toronto for 7 days, then Houston for like 8 to 10 days. Then we came back to Toronto for another 3-4 days, right? And then, you know, we're in the post-production side after that. So yeah, it was a grind, but overall, I look back and I laugh because, you know, and I remember this, we were in Mexico coaching the junior national team, and this was me and you, Beggar. Like, I sat down and pitched this idea to you saying, I need you because you're a guy that, you know, would fit perfectly in this mix. And I have a guy, Jason Willow, who we coached, and I was in my room, you know, while, you know, you guys were crushing the buffet dinners at the resort. I was talking to Willow, convincing him to hop on board with OTU, you know. So, and I love the fact that, you know, when I called Willow, he's a lot younger than us, right? Like, we're, you know, we've coached
a lot
Jason
younger.
Yeah, but it was it was the perfect time. Like, it was so weird where it's like, hey, he's done college baseball now. We always had a good relationship in terms of, you know, coach player. You know, you're one of my favorite players, you know, coming up the junior national team. You just have those guys where, you know, you're just like, okay, that guy's a good dude. That guy is someone that I trust, you know, that knows his shit. Like, just, he's on point. So he was the first guy, like, after Beggar, you're the first guy I said, I want you teaching our infielders because you're taught well. On the junior national team.
Because you knew you taught me, right?
Exactly.
But you mentioned our last shoot was in Toronto, and that was like 3 or 4, I'd say days, but it wasn't days at all, which presented its own challenge, man. Those were, I mean, we were pulling the night shift, right?
Overnight shifts.
We went into the Ontario Blue Jays facility, and because they, you know, give lessons and practice during the day, we wasn't usable during the day, so we pulled all nighters for 3 days. That was the Easter weekend as well. I remember that Willow flew in. He was there for night number 2, and so did Tassoni. Flew in, but
yeah, that was a year ago.
That was a year ago, man. It was. I remember I had the first night solo, and I brought in an old kid that I used to coach and teach, Luke Glenn. And he was up for it, man.
He's phenomenal.
We brought him in. And like you're saying, like, Willow's a good person to do it because, you know, you coached him and he was taught well. I knew Luke would be great because I coached him at the auto.
Yeah, he's awesome. him and his brother.
Yeah, no, I brought Noah into it for the hitting side with the Sony. They're great players and good people, and they were right up for it. Yeah, so, but that session was a tough one too, just the all-nighter, right? Just being up.
Yeah, just that's looking right back though, when you're going through it happens so quick that, and you have the adrenaline flow. If you look back at it now and say, okay, we're gonna film another 8 days, we know what it is, we're like, I don't know, like but like, yeah, before you know, just getting it done, you, like, the mindset was like that. It's like, we got to go in, hit our objectives. You know, and it sucked for the 3 days, but, you know, we made the best out of it, making sure we get everything that we need objectively. And I think that was the key to kind of like pushing forward and pushing through it.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it for me is it was an experience, right? All those things, all those filming stuff. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've never been part of like a filming production like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all done a little like interviews and everything like that, post-game interviews or whatever, done a couple little shows, but nothing like that, where you were the focal point for a while, and it was like redoing takes and this and that, right? That was, so to me, it was an incredible experience just seeing that side of it. I mean, by the end of it, we were running the show on the camera.
Like, yeah, you guys loved it.
Cut, here we go, roll. Yeah, getting all the lingo down with the head, we had the headsets on and talking to the crew and everything. It was like so much fun, right? And they were loving it because they were baseball fans too, so they were like throwing with us and everything that we were teaching and talking about. They were trying to implement just playing catch and all that. So it was like just an awesome experience, man. That was it was good. So. I guess I'll just finish off by thanking you for bringing me into it. I'm sure Will's got the
likewise,
same sentiment. Yep.
Yeah.
And no, it's been a good one. Looking forward to, you know, the releases today. Get your free 10 days free infield
Willow's
curriculum
teaching
with it. Willow. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Willow.
But yeah, I guess you guys chose the best one, right?
Yeah, that's 100%, why. I need to put the best foot forward, you know?
Start strong. Yeah, man. So 10 days, that's for free. Go get that and see if you like it, and then there's other things available. You will like it.
When is this being released? When's this podcast being released?
So this is tomorrow. This will be released
tomorrow,
April 16th. Yep.
Perfect. So we actually have a giveaway on our Instagram. So we have some really, really cool prizes. So we're giving away 10 elite curriculums, which the elite curriculum have all 9+ curriculums in it. We're giving 10 of those away. We're giving from Five Card Guys, Clark, he's one of our business partners. He runs Five Card Guys and Cards to the Moon podcast. He produces that one, but they're giving away 3 hobby boxes, which you guys are card collectors.
Yeah, are we
got Willow and I was thinking eligible? This. We're going for it. We're trying to rig this thing.
Yeah, so we have 3 hobby boxes. We have a custom Mizuno Pro glove.
Sweet.
What else do we have? I think and some Oppo Taco lids, the ones you guys are rocking right now. And always do. You guys love those hats. I know you
love
guys
them, man.
Do.
They're awesome. They're so comfortable. I like it. Yeah. I just like the look of them too. So I love.
Yeah,
them.
They're my go-to too. So, but yeah, we have that giveaway on Instagram right now. So please support. You could come out with some prizes as well. I think there's total 19 prizes. So the odds are pretty decent in terms of a sweepstakes or giveaway. So we're hoping for a good turnout there. So if you guys could go support, that would be greatly appreciated.
Nice, man. Again, that's where you can find Oppo Taco on Instagram and everywhere else. And otubaseball.com is the website. Go check it out. And if you guys don't have anything else, I'm good and we can wrap this thing up. So if you like this show, hit the subscribe, do all those things, interact with us, send us messages. We'd love to hear from you. And from the 3 of us, the rest of Team Oppo Taco, that is Oppo Taco out.
Hey, thanks for listening to Cards to the Moon. We'd really appreciate you subscribing to our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can also connect with each of us on Instagram at Five Card Guys, or you can follow Hyung at Integrity Sports Cards, or John at Trade You at Recess. You can also check us out at fivecardguys.com. Thanks again, and hope to connect soon.